All right, the Cook County Treasurer is back with us today, Maria Pappas. She can answer your calls, your questions, solve your problems, all of that. 312-981-7200. Maria, thanks for coming back on with us today.
Yeah, I've got a couple people with me sitting here. So in the event that anyone wants to call the station and give us their address, we will tell them within seconds or minutes of whether or not they've got any money coming back. So I thought that would be kind of fun. So if anybody calls in and wants to give you their address, we will tell you if they've got either a double payment, we've got $79 million in double payments, or $48 million in missing homeowners, senior and senior free. So just call Anna, leave your address with the station, and I announce the address to me, and I'll have somebody run it, and then we'll tell people on the air if they got any money coming back. And I thought we could have some fun this afternoon, Anna.
Well, and people can find some money. That's true. I mean, that's an awesome thing. Thank you for doing that. 312-981-7200. How about that offer? Because don't you find people don't know about it, and they've got money just sitting there?
They don't have a clue. So we've got this website set up to do it, but what we found is that people who don't go to the website are our most vulnerable seniors who don't have computers and don't know how to work a computer. So we, on Friday, found a senior who called a radio station that was on, and we owed her $6,000, we found out, because she didn't get homeowners exemptions for 4 years. That's $500 a year. She didn't get senior exemptions for 4 years. Okay, that's another $2,000. And she didn't get senior freeze for 4 years, which is between $500 and $1,500. So on the low end, we owe her $6,000. But she didn't have any way to get to a computer. So we're encouraging people to call Anna DeVlantis and leave her your phone number. She will give it to us at the Cook County Treasurer's Office.
Leave your address.
We will call you back or on the air today. We will tell you what you've got. We would love it if you would call in, because we can use you as an example of how people are missing money and how they should get it back.
So, well, how about that? I love that. And you're saying they don't have to give it out publicly. They give it to producer Pete, or they give it privately?
Yeah, and then you call it in and we'll just say, oh, so Mary called the station, and hey, Mary, guess what? You're a senior, you're 79 years old, and this is what you're entitled to.
Oh, I love it. I just keep
Mary on the line so we can talk to her. She doesn't have to use her real name. She doesn't, you know, and we'll talk to her and we'll tell her what she's getting. How's that?
Yeah, I like that idea. Okay, so 312-981-7200. You don't have to give your address on the air. We will get that to Maria, and then we will tell you if you've got, or she will tell you, and your team over there will tell you if you've got some money coming.
Hey, yeah, we got three people sitting here waiting to run addresses.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for doing that. I had no idea. I would have promoted it sooner, but now we know, and it's an awesome thing you're doing.
Another day. We'll come back.
All right. Thank you, Maria. Hey, talk to me. Yesterday, you said that there were some prominent businesses that you still were waiting for property taxes for, and even some on Michigan Avenue, et cetera. I know we rely on a lot of our commercial properties to pay a lot of the bills around here. How are things looking?
Well, unless these people mailed a check in at midnight and it hasn't gotten here yet, here's how we're looking. So Hilton at 720 South Michigan owes from the last time $3.3 million and this time $3.6 million. Hilton O'Hare owes $1.9 million from this time and $1.7 from last time. Drake, which is the saddest of properties at 140 East Walton, owes $1.3 million from 2019 and $1.6 million so far in 2020. 644 North Lakeshore Drive. 644 North Lakeshore Drive is a commercial property, and it owes $1.5 million this time and $1.4 million from last time. So now let's go to South Clark. It's called the Clark Adams. It owes $840,000 from last time and $709,000 this time. So this is a really interesting one, Anna, because this one shows kind of what's going on in the city. You know, the jewelry tower at 55 East Washington,
mm-hmm.
where everybody goes and gets their jewelry? 583,000 this time and 537,000 last time. So it's unlikely, if they owed last time and this time, that a check's coming in through the mail. So this is like, you look at this and you're me and you look at this, you look at 2020 West Fullerton, because this stuff is all over the city, 509,000 and 100,000. And then those are commercial pieces of property, commercial pieces of property. Let's take a look here at some residences in the city, residences. 159 West Huron. That must be the entire building. 322 from last time and 209,000 this time. 2847 South Broad Street. 201,000 last time, 144,000 this time. Here's another residence. 924 North Clark. 924 North Clark. 59,000 last time, 89,000 this time. And 655 West Irving Park, 60,000 last time, 65,000 this time. That's the city of Chicago. So you say to yourself, if you're me, is that happening in the suburbs? And now we've got this unfortunate situation where River Oaks in Calumet City owes us $2.4 million from last time and $2.7 million this time. Lincoln Mall from last time, $1.6 million, and this time $1.7 million. 159th in Calumet City, $1.1 million last time, $1.3 million this time. And River Oaks again, $1.1 million and $1.3 million. So this just keeps getting like, OMG.
Yeah, OMG is right. I mean, just the properties you mentioned there, if you just add up just those, you're talking about a big budget hole. I mean, and you look at the iconic Drake Hotel, just celebrated a 100-year anniversary. Jewelry store, as you mentioned, some other businesses. Some of the businesses that really suffered over this past year that were really hurt. And you just wonder that this is, those are hard bills to pay for them.
Yeah. These areas are suffering, and they're suffering a lot because the underlying babies, the best way to explain this to the public on the radio is to explain it as mommies, daddies, and babies. So mommies and daddies are the people that own the building. So the little babies come in to rent space, nail salons, barbershops, jewelry stores. Take the Drake Hotel, for example, which is an entire almost block of Michigan Avenue there. Mm-hmm. The mommy and daddy is the Drake Hotel. The baby is Chanel, that had part of the whole first floor, the corner part of that, the Chanel clothing store, and George Jensen. The only commercial space that's visible from Michigan Avenue now was a small flower shop there. And that flower shop's been there eternally. Everybody still goes there and buys their flowers there. But when the Drake Hotel doesn't have any football players or NFL teams or basketball teams or anybody coming in or visitors from the suburbs who want to see Michigan Avenue or go to Water Tower, which is now semi-vacant as well, and they come to the city, they don't come in. They don't come into the hotel. So now you have a hotel that doesn't have the income of residents coming in. There's no income of residents coming in to stay for the weekend because Navy Pier's closed as well until recently, and there's no place to really go to. Hancock Center, the very top of it, was closed for quite some time. It just recently reopened. So why would you come downtown if there was nothing to go to? But in the meantime, Chanel moved out and George Jensen moved out. So Chanel is now on Oak Street. And you have this hotel that has this humongous, I mean, this is a huge bill that the Drake Hotel would have to pay. It is a huge amount of money. It is almost $3 million. So if the babies on the first floor, if their percentage of taxes, well, let's just say on the low end, $700,000, of the $3 million, almost a million of it is the first floor tenants. And what happened? They're not there to pay anything. So daddy and mommy don't have any money. So daddy and mommy can't pay the Cook County treasurer. And that's what you see happening all over, because most of these large properties are very well-known shopping centers, a jewelry tower, hotels that can't pay because there's no occupancy and there's no one leasing their bottom space from them. Yeah. There's no one leasing their bottom space.
It is. I mean, it is a sad reality. And you think about what some of those businesses have been through. And it's sad. It's very sad. Hey, Maria, hang on a second. We're going to pause. The number to reach us is 312-981-7200. Questions for Maria Pappas, the Cook County Treasurer.
Text me any addresses that are coming in. I'll get it on.
All right. We're going to see how we're working on that during the break, see what's going on. And then we'll circle back and talk again with Maria in just a moment here on WGN. Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer, is here with us. All right, Maria, let's try this. We've got a ton of addresses. Addresses from the text line. We're going to forward this to your office and revisit this, but so that you can go through all of them, we can actually connect people. I think for privacy reasons, folks are reluctant to call in at this moment. But if we run the info,
just give us the address and give us like a name,
right.
And we'll say what it is.
Okay, let's try this. All right, let's try this. 425 Ginger Lane in Elgin.
Okay. Give me another
425.
One.
425. Here's another one. 7701 South Octavia in Bridgeview.
Okay.
You want another one?
A third one.
218 North Catherine in LaGrange.
Okay. We're going to look at those three while
look
I
at
show
those.
You some other stuff. So,
all right. Tell me some other stuff. And then we'll send you this whole list, because I think we should revisit this another time, but figure out a way to make people feel more, you know, like their privacy is preserved. But let's run this.
We're just going to come back and tell you at this address, this is what's going on. We'll give it
Got
to
it.
You. So let me just explain something to your listening audience here, because this mm-hmm. is really important. You know, when we started this office, we had 258 people and six offices. We are down to one office and 51 people working here. 51 people working here. But what we've done is we've made it a paperless office that very few people come into. We used to have 300,000 people a year coming into the office. We didn't even have 20,000 come in this year, and that's 20,000 payments. Maybe somebody came in on one payment, you know, 10 times for one payment. So we've narrowed this down, so we've made it easy so everybody goes. And we get over 1 million people a month coming to Cook countytreasurer.com. So let me tell your listening audience why you would want to go there. First of all, it's so simple. Just cookcountytreasurer.com. You're going to see in the left-hand box on cookcountytreasurer.com studies. We did a 20-year study. If you put in your address, you can see what your property taxes were any year going back 20 years. You can see the increases. You will see a debt study, which tells you on all 2,200 governments in Cook County what the unfunded liability is. There's mm-hmm. also a study there which will tell you that there are 42,000 retirees working in the city of Chicago and only 33,000 people working. So you can begin to understand your bill and understand what drives your bill up. In the center of this website,
You got a lot of transparency on your website. I want to direct people to that. But we're running out of time. If we have any news on any of those addresses, I want to make sure we communicate that.
Here we go.
Anybody?
Go on 425 Ginger in Elgin in the year 2020. They overpaid, if they owned the house, by $136.98. They can call us, and we will give them a... And now we need to know if that person on Ginger and Elgin missed a senior freeze. So if they're making under $65,000 a year and they're a senior, they are entitled to 4 years of a missing exemption. The whole household had to have made under $65,000. So whoever's on Ginger Lane in Elgin, we owe you $136.98. Call 443-5100, and we will get you your money back. Now we're looking at in Bridgeview, 7701 Octavia. And what's going on here? If this person owned the house in 2018, they missed a homeowner's exemption for $500 and a senior exemption, because it looks like they're senior, they got it in 2019. But if they were a senior, in 2018, they missed the homeowner and the senior exemption in those years.
So they got some money coming too.
It's another $1,000.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
Give me some more addresses, Anna.
Well, we're out of time. So, hey, let's revisit this again. Let's figure out another day.
5100. Tell them that they just talked to Anna DeVellantis and Maria on the radio, and they want to talk to Paul or Bill.
Paul or Bill, 443-5100. Maria, that's good news. Those people are going to be so happy. Congratulations. That's awesome. I'm glad you were able to connect them. Thank you for the time. Will you come back and do it again?
We got one more here. Do you want to hear the other one?
Quickly. I got like 10 seconds, or I'm so late.
Okay, 218 North Catherine Avenue in LaGrange. They missed homeowners exemptions in 2019 for $500.
If we're three for three.
They got it in 17 and 18. They missed 2019. They did not get a homeowner's exemption.
You just found people their money. Oh, my gosh. Maria, thank you. Come back again. And please thank your team over there, too, at the county treasurer's office.
Okay, bye.